and welcome to this first episode of Crime City Radio with me, Harley Quinn.
And me, Merle Hazard.
This is a brand new podcast where we will talk about things related specifically to Crime City Rollers, but also about roller derby in general. In this first episode, we will talk about how European Derby is really starting to move up in the world rankings. We will have a conversation with Kix from the Crime City Rollers A team, and Merle will guide you through what you need to know about the teams that CCR will be facing at Beach Brawl this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, in the April rankings, there were only two European teams in the top 100. It was London Roller Girls at number 3 and Ulrike Roller Girls at number 100. And that was it. But the following month, a lot of European teams took a big jump in the rankings, and in May, there were 5 European teams in the top 100. Because last year, several European teams traveled to the US, played well against a lot higher ranked teams, and since then, we've been climbing, and we've been climbing fast. So in this year's May rankings, there are no less than 8 European teams in the top 100. We still have London Roller Girls on the top at 11, Glasgow Roller Derby at 24, Stockholm Roller Derby at 31, Helsinki Roller Derby, 35. Bear City Roller Derby, 59. Ulrike Roller Girls at 62. Crime City Rollers, 78. And Tiger Baby Rollers at 83. We also have Rainy City Roller Girls from Manchester at 102. So not really top 100, but still too close to not to mention.
Yeah.
Based on the June rankings, the top 40 teams get to play Division 1 playoffs, and the teams that are ranked at 41 through 60 will get to play Division 2 playoffs. Now, the ranking seems to be moving a lot right now, and several of these European teams has gained or dropped a lot just this last month. I think Glasgow is the best example of this, because they went up 42 spots since April, in only a month. And several other teams have moved up or down a lot only since last month, which makes it hard to predict who's going to playoffs. Although, I will go ahead and assume that it's safe to say that London Roller Girls will be in the Division 1 playoffs. Hopefully Glasgow and Stockholm will be there too, they're looking quite safe as well. Bear City is currently ranked at number 59, and hopefully they will hang in there and get to Division 2. Personally, I would really love to see them there, because I think they did an amazing job at Division 2 playoffs last year, as the only other European team aside from London. In June last year, they were ranked at number 61, but since another team turned down their spot in playoffs, Berlin got a chance to go. So they were one of the lowest-ranked teams in Division 2 playoffs, but they played so well and actually finished off 4th place. As for Crime City Rollers, I think the biggest change in our ranking was when we went to Philadelphia last year to play at the East Coast Derby Extravaganza tournament. While in the US, we played 5 bouts and won 4 of them. When we went there, we were ranked at 145, but the following month we had moved up to 106, and that is a leap of 39 spots, almost as big as the one Glasgow has taken now since last month. And now, we are higher ranked than we have ever been before, and if things go as planned this weekend, we will keep on climbing. Because now, on June 12th to 14th, we will play at Beach Brawl in Florida. This is another chance to really gain ranking, and since we are now ranked at number 78, these games at Beach Brawl mean that we are actually playing for a spot in the Division 2 playoffs. I went to see Kix, who took a break from all the Beach Brawl preparations to answer some of our questions.
So, okay, I am sitting here with Kix from the Crime City Rollers A team. Hi, Kix.
Hello.
So, last year you went to Philadelphia to play at ECDX, and you also played 2 bouts in the US before the tournament, and at all bouts you played really well. You won 4 out of 5. You came home with victories and new experiences and a lot of ranking points. How do you think this successful trip affected the team as a whole?
I think the trip really gave us confidence.
Yeah.
We came there, we were ranked, I think, 145 and played much better teams according to ranking, and we took 4 wins out of 5, and I think it was really useful for us that we we got to play so many bouts after each other. We'd never done that before. Or maybe CCR had, but I hadn't with that team.
No.
I think it really built on the team spirit as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, maybe a bit more for me, because I was new in the team. I had only been with the team for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So it meant a lot to me to be on the trip, hang out, play good derby.
It seemed to me as if, because as soon as you got home, you played the Swedish Championships, and you played really well there, and it seemed like as if something had really happened to the team, as if you trusted each other a lot more on track and really gotten to know each other in a new way.
Yeah.
Did you experience that?
I think that we were in one way a new team. Like, there were old players, but there were also we were also some new players, and it felt like we really had the chance to, we just got more coordinated.
Yeah.
And I've also experienced that it's really good for us to play like one game or something before it counts. For example, we lost the first game.
Yeah.
But then it felt like we got better and better, and we didn't get tired.
Yeah, so I had like one practice game before almost.
Yeah, so I think it's good for us this year that the first game we play will be a scrimmage against Dub City.
Yeah.
And that it's just a scrimmage, it doesn't count. We can get a bit nervous sometimes when we have too much pressure in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that will be really good for the team.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm. Yeah.
So when you're going to beach roll, I of course assume that you plan on playing very well and winning a lot again. But what other expectations do you have on this trip?
My main expectations is that we will be there, play good derby, be happy, build even more on the team spirit, and and also to gain ranking,
yeah.
Not only for the purpose of getting higher rank, but also to be able to play teams on our level in Europe.
Yeah.
And then a big expectation is also that I hope that we will play so good, so we will reach Division 2.
Yeah.
And can head off to playoffs.
Of course. Yeah. I guess that's the main goal for this trip.
That's the main goal.
Yeah.
And we already played one sanction bout this year that we gained ranking points.
Yeah.
So it feels like we have the confidence with us that we can do it.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. How have you been preparing for this trip?
We have been training a lot. I don't actually think that we have trained more than before.
No.
Like, we have our three practices a week.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think that we have trained more focused.
Yeah.
And really started to, like, really started to being able to perform the strategies. Somehow it felt like we have known what to do before, but yet we haven't done it in games.
Mm.
And the last game we had, I thought that we really could make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To really execute the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any anecdotes or something from the last US trip that you would like to share?
I don't know exactly. There was one thing. We were driving around in cars, and we kind of got really our own identity.
Yeah.
Depending on what car we were in. So we had, for example, one car was the shopping car.
Mm-hmm.
That car only went to malls all the time, and they were kind of like only shopping. And then we had one car which was more like the nature focused car. They kind of went to weird places, saw animals, and kind of like that. And then we had my car. I don't really remember the name of the car, but it was kind of like we didn't really do anything. We had plans, but we like always run out of time. Like, yeah, we stopped in some random town. Just I don't know what we were gonna do there, but then suddenly we came to this really like 50s cafe with all American flags and God Save America. I don't know.
Really stereotype thing.
Yeah, exactly. And we kind of almost, we just run late all the time. But we were drinking a lot of good coffee, and we had good meals of vegan food.
Yeah.
So we kind of only drinking coffee, eating good food, and enjoying life.
Yeah. All right. That sounds nice. I hope you have an amazing time at Beach Ball, both on and off track. And thank you for joining.
Thank you. It was very nice talking to you.
Yes, as you can hear, there is a complete focus on the US trip. Merle, you have some information about the teams we will be playing at Beach Brawl.
I sure do, Arlie. Yeah, so there are three teams we're going up against. First one out is the Charlotte Roller Girls from Charlotte, North Carolina. This is a team we've actually played before, last year at the ECDX. And Crime City won that one, 200-90. So Charlotte Roller Girls are ranked at number 92 as of May. And that's where they usually are in the rankings. When we met them a year ago, they were at 98. And they don't seem to be moving a lot. Crime City, on the other hand, has moved 67 places up in the rankings since then. Yeah, Charlotte has played 6 sanctioned bouts this year so far. 3 wins and 3 losses. I think we should beat them again this year. I have a feeling. We can do that. And then we have the North Star Roller Girls from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are ranked at number 73. So they are just 5 places above CCR in the rankings. They went down 8 places since April. But they are playing this weekend at the Midwest Brewaha tournament. And so far this year, they've played 6 bouts sanctioned, and they have 5 wins and just 1 loss. I'm not sure how they are playing right now this weekend. But it won't make any difference, of course, in the long run for CCR. But yeah, that's the North Star Roller Girls. And as far as I can see, they've never played a European team before. Hmm. So this is the first time. That's nice, I think, to be the first. And then we have the Charlottesville Derby Dames from Charlottesville, Virginia. Not to be confused, of course, with Charlotte Roller Girls from Charlotte, North Carolina. So Charlottesville Derby Dames, they are ranked at number 50. And did play at last year's ECDX, as did Crime City and Charlotte Roller Girls. They didn't play Crime City, they did play Helsinki. And they won that bout, 187-168. And they have 3 wins and 1 loss of the 4 bouts they've played so far this year. And they are the highest ranked of the teams that we are meeting in Florida. And I think a close bout against them, or even a win, would be very good for our rankings.
Yeah.
I think we probably need that to go up those at least like 20 places.
Yeah.
We need to. So yeah, those are the teams we are meeting at the Beach Brawl.
Those are the teams.
Yes.
We could also say the first game, which is against Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Will be Swedish time at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ah, nice time.
Yeah. It's perfect for the after work.
Yeah.
That's on Friday, 12th of June. The second bout against North Star is at 11 o'clock in the evening, Swedish time, on Saturday, 13th of June. And the last game against Charlottesville is at midnight between Sunday and Monday, Swedish time. So that will be a late night.
Yeah, hope your vacations are starting.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are actually not in the U.S. able to go there in person or live, you should make sure to follow the Beach Brawl tournament at woofta.tv.
Yeah, all the bouts are streamed.
Yes.
So I love that.
I love that.
It's so easy to watch Derby, even if it's in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's all we had for today.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or anything, you can contact us at radio@crimecityrollers.com.
Yeah.
Please drop a line. And we'll be back after Beach Brawl with the results and what the results will mean for our rankings.
Some kind of prediction.
Yeah. But for now, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
And bye.
Bye.